الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send His peace and His blessings and to exalt the mention of the Prophet Muhammad, his companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the Day of Judgment. May Allah reward our Shaykh for the khutbah that he delivered. He began his khutbah after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mentioning that each nation always has some individuals who are considered to be great among that nation. And the history has noted down their achievements, and they have eternalized their biographies and the things that they have established or accomplished in their lives, in order for them to become examples to those who come after them, those who will follow them in their struggle, in their knowledge, in their character. And it is a custom of these nations to revive the remembrance of these individuals either on the day they were born or on the day that they passed away. Either on the day they were born or the day that they passed away, they make a special day to remember these individuals in order for their mention not to vanish and go away, and for the people not to forget their names during that particular year. And we Muslims are getting something similar in this particular month, the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. We have three important incidents that took place. First, the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, his migration from Mecca to Medina. And third, his death, the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the Shaykh, and it is no secret to each and every one of us that all three events are important and vital to the Muslim's life. It is as Allah says in the Quran, verily Allah has bestowed His favors upon the believers as He sent a messenger from amongst them, He who recites Allah's verses upon them, and He purifies them, and He teaches them the kitab, the book, and al-hikmah, the sunnah, although they were prior to His arrival in clear, manifest deviance and misguidance. The Shaykh went on to say, O Muslims, in this particular month, the best of the creation of Allah was born. This universal messenger and this illiterate Arabian prophet, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for him to become the seal of all prophets and to be the leader of all pious and righteous. And he is a mercy to the creation, and he is a proof against all of them. So the earth seeks pleasure through the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so are those who have been blessed to be among his followers and those who were guided to be among his believers, those who believe in him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him, and Allah raised him for him to become a leader for the ummah, for the nation, and to be a warner and a giver of glad tidings and a caller to Allah and an illuminating siraj, illuminating like the sun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he advised the ummah, and he delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he left us upon clarity, the night like the day, none deviates from it except one who is destroyed. It is as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of my ummah will enter Jannah. All of my ummah, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallam, will enter Jannah. He said, except those who refuse. So the companion said, who will refuse? Who will refuse, O Messenger of Allah? He said, whoever obeys me will enter Jannah, and whoever disobeys me, he has refused. So anyone who disobeys him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has refused him, and if you refuse him, you will not enter Jannah. He said this in a hadith, and this hadith is sahih, it's in Bukhari. So he alayhi salatu wasalam, he was harmed, he was attacked in the process of him inviting to Allah. He was beaten, and cuts and wounds, he suffered cuts and wounds in his da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the oppressive people said about him, verily you are only following a magician. They said that he is a magician sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he continued to recite the Quran and the Quran continued to be revealed upon him, an ayah, a verse after a verse. And he is in return guiding this ummah, this nation, to the best of places and status, until the truth became clear and the falsehood vanished. And as soon as the Arabs responded to the call of their messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they went from one status to another. They went from weakness to power, from being ignorant to becoming scholars, and from being shepherds to becoming leaders of nations. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reconciled between their hearts after they used to be confederates and they used to be clans and sects fighting against one another and killing one another. And he joined them all under the banner of Islam. He joined them all under the banner of Islam, and he removed the tribalism and the ignorance that they used to have, where one tribe will subdue the other tribe because of the power that they had. So the power will take advantage of the weak. He changed all that sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made them the best ummah that were ever produced to people. They enjoin what is good and they forbid what is evil, until the Islamic nation became vast and it covered the world, and its light was all halfway through the earth. So the question is, do the Muslims need to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I know this is a sensitive issue depending on what country you come from, because this is really sometimes an issue of country, where you come from, how it is done, and what is the notion of the majority of the people. But here, not here in this country, here as Muslims, we go by what? The Quran and the Sunnah, or by the country you belong to? I don't need to answer the question, everybody knows. We are following the Quran and the Sunnah regardless of our nations. You know, the nation is irrelevant. So we will see what the Shaykh will mention. Do we need to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as those other nations do for their great throughout the ages? He said, verily, the affair of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Allah is tremendous, and he has a great status with Allah. Allah has chosen him and given him over the rest of the creation, and he favored him over the rest of the prophets and the messengers. And Allah has opened his chest, and he exalted his mention, and he removed his sin, and he made his status among the highest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that his name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be mentioned through the tongues of his followers as long as Muslims are alive, and they will remain alive. And the Muslims continue to remember the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night and the day, according to the Shaykh, more than 170 times. Of course, some of us have shortcomings. If we are following the Sunan, then we should be saying his name around 170 times a day. Some of us maybe go through a whole day without saying it, except in the Salah, because it's obligatory. Anyways, he said the Muslim Ummah is around 1 billion. Or a billion and a quarter, according to the different statistics. He said, according to that, if we use mathematical equations, then the name of the Prophet Muhammad will also be mentioned around 170 billion times. If it's mentioned by one individual 170 times, and we have 1 billion Muslims, then it would be remembered that many times in a day. And then the Shaykh gave a little elaboration on that, and the conclusion is that due to us remembering the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the average days, you know, the different adhkar after the wudu and after the adhan, during the adhan you hear that, during the salah you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, when you hear that Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Muhammad, after you finish your wudu, at all times we are remembering the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will not find, regardless of Jumu'ah, on Jumu'ah we will recommend it to even increase, abundantly remember him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said you will not find any king or any president of any country whose name is mentioned in this fashion, not in a day, not in a year, in his whole lifetime. He will not be mentioned. So they need to revive the remembrance of their leaders because of this deficiency that they have, so they choose one day, huh, where they remind the people. Do we need that?
Subhanallah. We are remembering the Prophet ﷺ every day in our lives. So we do not need to specify a day specifically when he did not specify a day. If he specified the day, no one will have the right to speak, not on this member, not elsewhere. If he did it and his companions did it, then me and you will have no choice but to do it. But he didn't do it. Do we know better than him? Are we better guided? Are we more caring for the ummah than he was to leave knowledge hidden and then me and you figure it out? Yani, if you rationalize with this, you will find that this is absolutely reprehensible to celebrate his birthday sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he didn't bother to do it. His companions who loved him more than me and you love him didn't bother to do it. The four a'imma didn't bother to do it. When was it brought? By the Shia. 3 centuries after. And it was really revived in the 6th and 7th century. 700 years after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims decided that we should have a mawlid. Otherwise, they were not doing this in the beginning. So you choose. You either follow those who came after based on no evidences, or you follow the early generations who everything they did was based on an evidence. And you know where we're going to wind up depending on which group we do follow. So we have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam everything that we need. His name has been, his mention has been raised by Allah, and verily Allah has said the truth when he said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we exalted your mention, يعني your remembrance, your name is being mentioned. Dhikr, you always remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a sense that you send the peace and the blessings upon him, not the way we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying subhanallah walhamdulillah. Of course, there are two different kind of dhikr. And he has been made to be an example for us to be followed. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily you have in the Messenger of Allah a good example to whoever seeks to meet Allah and the last day. So O Muslims, verily the one who loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will work and implement his purified sunnah. If you truly love him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you will follow his sunnah, and you will strive to circulate and spread the sunnah among the people, so you may be reviving his sunnah and his name will be mentioned more often sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is compulsory, he said, upon the Muslims, whether governments or the people, that they relive, that they revive their attachment to the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they study his biography, and they ponder upon his statements and the Quran that was sent down upon him, and that they follow the way that Islam was built upon, and to see how this Prophet, this noble Prophet, taught the Muslims who have lived for many years in the desert and they were disregarded among the nations. Then he made them rise among the nations until they became better than the Roman and the Persian empires. He said, and this was only the case because the righteous predecessors of this ummah made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam an example for them to be followed in everything that they did, and a leader in every path and walk of life that they traveled upon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory over their own shayateen, over their own devils. And when they were victorious over their devils and their desires, they became victorious against their enemies as a result. As for our current day today, then verily we have a group of people who have replaced the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have moved him away from the status of the example to be followed, and they have chosen another people from among the society whom they call Nujum, stars. You know the stars, Hollywood stars and Bollywood stars and soccer stars and basketball stars and what have you stars. And wallahi, they have nothing to do with the stars. The stars illuminate and give light, and these people are living in the darkness, and they bring in the people to the darkness with them. So the word star does not befit in any way except the burning, because they may burn in Jahannam. And this is the only harmony that they have with the stars. So don't follow these losers. He said, and these people, you know, you see them, they having interviews with them on the television, whether it's an artist or a singer or an actor or a player of some sort of sport, and they ask him intricate questions about the details of their life, as if they're having an interview with a scholar of Islam. They ask him questions such as, who guided you to this art that you perform today? And who is your example in the world of art? And what is your favorite hobby? And how do you spend your vacation? And what is the color that you prefer to wear? Right? And what is the best rose that you like? And what is the most favorite food? And what is the most difficult moment you've ever had in your life? And what do you wish for the youth? You know, stupid questions, excuse my language, that don't benefit us, that don't benefit the ummah, and they will increase us in our misunderstanding of the deen and our negligence about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who cares what this singer or what this artist, what is their favorite color or what they like to eat? Who cares? But this is the case today. They bring him to make a show and everybody goes to the show. You tell the brothers, ya akhi, there's a lecture, there's a dars, there's a weekly class given at your own convenience, no money to pay, all you have to do is come and no one will show up. But you say that such and such singer is coming from overseas and the whole country will gather in order to watch a loser, tell us how he became a loser. Allah al-musta'an. So then the Shaykh said, we do not need, so loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by making him an example to be followed for the Muslims. He said, and now we have many Muslim countries who make this day a holiday. By the way, the scholars have not agreed about the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just in case you don't know, you know, whether it's the 13th or the 12th or the 8th of Rabi' al-Awwal, there's a difference of opinion among the scholars. So even the day he was born is not something that is confirmed, let alone for us to celebrate on that day. You may be celebrating on the wrong day because he wasn't born on that day. This is just an indication that we are not following the sunnah. So they make a special day and it's an official holiday. They have these festivals and these gatherings and people come, you know, beating the drums and singing and poetry and praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes beyond that of Allah. And you know, the some of the qasa'id, some of the poetry written about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say that he knows the unseen, that everything was created for him. This is just like the Christians and Jesus. This is the same ghulu, extremism, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the Muslims from having, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us from having. He said, do not overpraise me like the Christians did to Jesus. Don't overdo it. Verily I am the messenger of Allah and his slave. He knew his status sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should follow him in that. So he said, these people, these countries, they have a special holiday for celebrating that particular day. Yet you see them on the other hand committing grave major sins openly, night and day. Furthermore, they fight against the sunnah and they imprison the scholars who try to preach the sunnah. And then they move away his teachings, the sharia, the law that he gave, and they adopt some laws from some other foreign countries and make these the laws of the country for them to function. And then they talk about they love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, so how can you praise his self and disregard the law that he was given? How can you love him and not love the law that Allah gave him? Verily this is only hypocrisy and contradiction. So then it is not merely reciting poetry and gathering and having these particular gatherings. This is not an indication of loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it is by following him in every aspect of life. By following him in every aspect of life. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught his companions to be upon this particular methodology in the early generations of the Muslims. Allah says in the Quran, nay, by your Lord. Allah swears by himself, they will not believe, brothers, we will not believe, we will not believe until we make the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a judge regarding every matter that we dispute about. Yani you tell a brother, ya akhi, this is not from the sunnah, what you're doing has no basis in the deen. Huh? If the brother does not want to refer back to the sunnah, he wants to refer to some other person, then according to Allah we will not believe. Whenever we have a dispute, huh? Is this okay to do or not okay to do? We must return it to the Quran and the Sunnah. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. This is the first level. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ. Then after we take it back to the Quran and the Sunnah, we do not find any discomfort within ourselves. Huh? Discomfort. Oh, I don't like this, but I prefer to do this. Ya akhi, it's not the Sunnah to do this, but akhi, I like to do this. See, this is discomfort in the heart. And then the last level, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and then they submit in full submission. Allah swore in the Quran by himself that me and you will not believe until we have these three three levels. We return it to the Quran and the Sunnah, we don't find any discomfort in our hearts, and then we submit in full submission. Then and only then, we will be believers per the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Actually, if you raise your voice over that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of your deeds may become void. Allah says in the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, O you who believe, do not raise your voices over the voice of the Prophet, and do not speak to him in the same manner you speak to each other, that your deeds may become invalidated while you do not even feel. So just merely raising your voice over that of the Prophet, now this is not applicable to us, but during their time, raising their voice over that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may make all of your deeds void. You will have no more a'mal. He said, if this is the case, then what about those who oppose him and disobey him, and they make fun of those who follow him, and they change the ruling that he brought, and they use other rules that are adopted from other countries? Then what would there be their condition on the Day of Judgment, when they will be brought to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he said in the hadith that he'll be around the Kawthar, the lake of Al-Kawthar, Al-Hawd, and then he will be giving water to the followers of him, his followers sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the hadith says that while he was there, some group of people will come to him, and then the angels will hold them back. He will say, my lord, from me, from my ummah, my nation, these brothers are from my nation. Then it will be said to him, do you know what they did after you? Verily, they have turned over their heels since you have left them. In another riwayah, in another narrative similar to this one, he said, you do not know what they innovated into this deen after you left. And he will say in return, suhqan, suhqan, may they be destroyed, may they be destroyed. Those who innovate into his deen, the matter is serious, ya akhi. This is the deen of Allah. Who are me and you to add something to the deen? Who are we to add something to the deen of Allah? To come say, wallah, you should do this, you should celebrate this, you should do this. Who are we? This is the deen of Allah, the reason why me and you are created. Does anyone dare to come and tell Allah what he should add into his religion? This is why this reaction, suhqan, may they be destroyed. Let them be destroyed if they want to innovate into his deen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to be clear on following the sunnah. It doesn't matter what every Tim, every Tom, Dick and Harry does, and this person and that person, and this alim and this sheikh and this, this is irrelevant. If he gives you the dalil, barakallahu feek wa feek. If he doesn't give you an evidence, then we don't need to hear that. You don't need, this is your imam. The imam is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did it, we do it. He didn't do it, we don't do it. You want success? This is the easiest formula in the world. But some people insist on opposing that, and they hope to enter Jannah. May Allah protect us from deviance. Then, the Shaykh mentioned in the last part of the khutbah, I'm sorry, I don't want to take long, I know this is extensive. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, verily, I am the master of the children of Adam on the Day of Judgment. Ana sayyidu walad Adam on the Day of Judgment. And in my hand is the banner of praise, and I am not boasting. He said, alayhi salam, he is not boasting. This is a fact that Allah gave him. He's not trying to be prideful against others. He said, alayhi salam, there is no prophet on that day from Adam and moving on, except that he will be behind me, behind my banner, behind the banner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I am the first one whom the earth will open up for him to resurrect from the ground. And I am not boasting. And I am the first one who will be allowed to intercede. And I am the first one whose intercession will be accepted. And I am not boasting. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told us in other occasions that he will be the first one who will be allowed to prostrate to Allah on the Day of Judgment. And Allah will first judge his ummah on the Day of Judgment. And that he will be the first, the ummah, the Muslims will be the first to go over the sirat, that thin path. That will be over the matin, over Jahannam al-Iyadu Billah, where the people will fall therein, and the believers will be able to make it to the other side to enter Jannah. And he will be the first one who enters Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this ummah. And he will intercede for people in Jannah for their status to be raised, because their deeds were not able to get these high status in Jannah. Furthermore, he will intercede for some of his ummah who entered the fire. And by the will of Allah, he will be allowed to take him out of the fire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, these are the attributes of a man whom we are supposed to give precedence over every other creation of Allah. No one will be able to do this for us on the Day of Judgment except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then why do we take leaders and examples other than him? Why do we set aside his own statement, his own teachings, and then we accept that of others? Where is that? If you want all these privileges, my brother in Islam, then upon you is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following him in exactly as he commanded us to follow him. He said, this is why the early generations were victorious, because they loved them over any love. They loved them over their wealth and over their health and over their children, and they strived in order to defend his deen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how our righteous predecessors used to be. The secret of the victory of the believers is by them obeying the commandments of Allah and the commandments of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in statement and in action. This is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of us. Not the one about praising, and whenever you hear him, you just, you know, you shake your head, and you know some we get emotional when we mention the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some, you know, we're not really following his sunnah. Only when his name is mentioned we get emotional, but we don't live according to him. Love is the second, not the first. Love is when we follow and obey, not just when we react whenever his name is mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Qadi Ayyad rahimahullah said, the one who is truthful in his love to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be able to see that outwardly on him. The one who truly loves him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you could see it outwardly on him. And you will see that he will be following him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and implementing his sunnah and following his statements and his actions and fulfilling his commandments and staying away from his prohibitions and conducting himself in a manner similar to the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to conduct himself, whether during the times of ease or difficulty and when energetic and when tired. This is the implementation, or this is based on the ayah in the Quran. Say, if you love Allah, if you claim that you love Allah, then follow me, meaning follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and will forgive you your sins, and Allah is the all forgiving, the most merciful. He said at the end of the khutbah, brothers Muslims, prove your true following of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by acting the same way he acted, and by living according to a sunnah, and be upon that which our righteous predecessors were upon. Verily, whoever obeys the Messenger of Allah will enter Jannah, and whoever disobeys him would have refused, and the one who refused will enter Jahannam and the hellfire. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me and you from the punishment of the hellfire, and make us among those who follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How are you? So how's everything? Good to see you. Barakallahu feek. I'm on a time budget. I have to actually to be there somewhere, but barakallahu feek. Salaam alaikum. Alaykum salaam. Alaykum salaam. How are you, sir? Alaykum salaam. I don't know. How's everything? Salaam alaikum. So what are you? Salaam alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alaykum salaam. Kif al tayyib? عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. بارك الله فيك. بارك الله فيك. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الله يسلمك. عليكم السلام. هو يسلم. الحمد لله. How are you? Okay.